Welcome to Of Men, For Men. Here we'll discuss issues pertaining to the modern day man. Subjects like health, wealth, lifestyle, gear, and relationships. So join me as we dive into the world of men. For men. Hello and welcome to the Of Men, For Men podcast. I am your host, James Rodney Lemax. Come on. Oh, yeah. All right. All right. Yeah. Come on in, gentlemen. Kick back. Relax. You better grab yourself a cold one for this. Hey. Man alive. Gentlemen, I keep telling you, this world is upside down. It's on fire. Crazy times. Crazy. Crazy. Gentlemen, there is a war. They talk about the war on women. There is a war on men. That's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about warfare. There is a war going on. Now, I know last couple days, all y'all done heard about the shooting down there in Uvalde. And I know what you think. What's that got to do with me? What's that got to do with men? I'm going to tell you. And what, a week before that, you had some fella cross state line to go to a predominantly black minority neighborhood and shoot up a grocery store, kill a bunch of people. Another psychopath. Why are all these people doing this? I mean, now, statistically speaking, you got a better chance of being hit by lightning than being shot up by one of these idiots. Okay, so the media wants you to think that it's happening all the time. You know, they telling you, oh, this is the 211th mass shooting we've had this year. We ain't had 211 days passing this year yet. What the hell are you talking about? If it was that common, it'd be all over the damn TV every single day. And somebody'd be doing something about it. It's a rare occurrence. And if you notice, it's predominantly young men. Now, you get some older gentlemen in there every once in a while, like that Vegas one that happened a few years back. Remember him? And he had all kinds of weapons. All kinds. But I believe that he was influenced from the outside to do some shit like that. You know, because that guy was wealthy, had money, and he had no reason to just go shoot up that concert for no reason. You know what I'm saying? And he was able to get some kind of shit ton of weapons up there in that hotel room, motel room, and be in a place where he could fire down on that crowd and just wreak havoc on those people, you know. But the problem is, these young men, all of them are disturbed. You're going to hear side, you know, from the left, oh, it's the guns. We gotta have more gun control. You can look this up. There are over 300, no, not 300, 300,000 gun laws on the books already. Federal, state, local. All combined. And they think one more gun law is going to fix all of this? Hell no. And then you're going to hear from the right. Well, he's mentally disturbed. Yeah, anybody that'll go somewhere and intentionally shoot a bunch of people you don't know nothing about, something wrong with you in the brain. Insane in the membrane. Yeah, something wrong with that individual. You know, taking a life in self-defense or to defend another person's life, you know, that's one thing. But just to go randomly shoot up a bunch of people, something wrong with you. And the problem is, listen up, the problem is, if you notice, these are all young men for the most part, and they all raised mostly by their mothers. And the majority of them are on some kind of psychotropic drug. Not all the time. Not 100%. I'm talking about majority. You know, Columbine, those were, you know, rich kids. And they were just kind of outcasts. Right? But like, these last two, you know, were kind of on their own. They were, you know, outliers, lone wolf types. There's a war on men. These boys are being raised by women. When you go to school, who's teaching these kids? Women, mostly. Very few men in the school. Being raised by single mothers. Being told day in and day out, masculinity is toxic. You need to get in touch with your feelings, your feels. Right? Everything's about feelings nowadays, how somebody feels. They're being bombarded with sex and gay and lesbian and transgender shit. They don't know what bathroom to use anymore. They want born with one set of sex organs and somebody's telling them that no. That's not who you are. You somebody else. The hell you mean? When I was a kid, it was not uncommon to see, this happened mostly in pickup trucks. You know, you'd see the gun rack in the pickup truck, right, in the back window with a shotgun and a rifle. In case you see the deer on the side of the road or something, you know, or a hog or whatever, you know, that was not an uncommon sight, even in the school parking lot, you know, that was not uncommon. And there wasn't no mass shootings then. And I went to high school back in the 80s. That's how old I am. I'm telling my age. But now in the 2000s and beyond, these things are getting more and more prevalent. Now, what's the difference? More and more kids' parents are divorced. They're more disconnected. In a world of connectivity, we got the internets. Everybody's got a damn smartphone. Everybody's seeking some kind of validation online. They're seeking attention, and they're not getting personal to see, we didn't have none of that. You wanted validation, you better get it from your parents or your family or your friends or what have you. You didn't go online to people you don't know and seek some kind of validation. And we didn't have all this transgenderism shoved down our necks 24/7 and on TV and everything else all the time. Wasn't nobody confused? There was a lot less divorce. I didn't know that many kids that was being raised by a single parent. Not that there weren't, I didn't know that many of them. And this society wants you to think that freaking half the population is gay or trans or lesbian or bi or however many letters they got in that thing now. And they make up less than 3% of the population. And now you go out to California, it's probably a lot more. You go to Cincinnati, Ohio, I bet you it's a lot less. Why is that? Because you got a lot more liberal people out there. You got these mothers, and they're the ones seeking attention. So they got little babies sitting in their lap. Oh, my baby is gay. That baby ain't gay. You better raise that baby accordingly, and then when they get old enough, then they'll figure out what they want to do with their life. Don't be shoving hormone blockers and telling them they're this and letting them wear a dress. No. You're a boy, you wear boy's clothes. You do boy things. Now, not every boy is an alpha male. I understand that. You have, you know, different levels. You might have your nerdy nerds, and some boys might be a little bit more effeminate, and that's fine. No, you know, they might get picked on in school, but that's part of growing up. I picked on kids and I got picked on. It's just part of growing up. You got to be tough, people. You can't have skin that's, you know, wafer thin, paper thin. Toughen up, suck it up. Be a damn man. And that's what's wrong with these kids today. They can't handle freaking anything. They can't handle no pressure. Any obstacle. Any situation, any confrontation. They can't handle. They need safe spaces. Right? The schools, you know, clamp down on speech. Oh, you can't say that. The hell I can't. I can say what the hell I want to say. I don't care if you don't like it. That's tough. You don't have to listen to it. Your feelings are not my problem. They're your problem. You deal with it. None of my concern. And that's what's wrong with this world. There's a war on men. Now, us older ones, we done, you know, it don't matter to us anymore. We don't care. We're past all that. But these young boys, these young men, I would hate to have to be trying to grow up today. I would hate it. There's no way. I'd be in all kinds of trouble all the time because I'd be rebelling against all of this mess. If I was a child, they've brought charges up on some little boy in elementary school or middle school because he wasn't using the right pronouns for somebody else. I don't know if it was a boy or a girl, but they wanted to be called the opposite of what they were. And he was like, hell no. See, that's called free speech. You can't make me say what I don't want to say. If you want to pretend you a girl, then you do so. But you can't make me pretend that you a girl. What the hell is wrong with you? You can't force me to play your game, right? War on men. War on words. War on sex. The girls done screwed themselves up. Now they got men competing with them in sports. They had to be so strong and independent, they screwed themselves right out of all the rights they had. Now they ain't got no rights. Men, you know, like I said, when they had this abortion thing come up, are the men going to stand up for women? I'm not standing up for you. You've been telling men for, you know, 20, 30 years, oh, we ain't got no say in it. So why you want me to help you out now? Screw you. How I feel about it is my opinion. I'm not going to stick up for you now. That's what's wrong with it. Everything is upside down. on fire. War on men. War on little boys. These boys are confused. I done seen pictures of that kid from Texas. They got pictures of him online somewhere. I done seen him. He was cross-dressing. Somebody was trying to make him out to be a victim. Oh, he got picked on. He was, you know, bullied. Like, don't make him out to be a victim. He done went and killed 19 kids and two adults and shot his grandmother. I don't know if the grandmother's dead or not. I don't know. I haven't heard that, so maybe he just shot her and he didn't kill her. But thank God the police was right there. You know, I guess there was an argument and then he shot her, so there was witnesses there and then he left, so the police was following him or trying to catch up with him, and then he wrecked the car and then ran over there and went into the school and started shooting. But he had intentions of doing that anyway because he sent out some messages ahead of time saying he was going to do that. I mean, that was part of the plan. Maybe it got pushed ahead or he didn't necessarily was headed towards that school, but that's the way it all worked out, apparently. I mean, the details are still coming. That's why I normally try to wait until more details come out before I talk about it. But the problem is, I just see this, there's a big flaw in this whole thing. And like I said, these are normally young men that are confused. Their background is all disheveled. They may or may not be on psychotropic medicine. They may or may not have already been identified by the authorities as being an issue, like that kid in Buffalo. He had already been identified and sent to a mental clinic. We need to bring back the insane asylums. That's the problem. I know there were some atrocities committed there, but we can fix it. He can fix that. But the problem is these people are walking around out on the street and they, you know, they treating them outpatient, right? You go to the doctor and they, you know, psychoanalyze you and give you some medicine and you're supposed to take the medicine. That's supposed to make everything cool and keep you balanced, you know. And what happens is these young men and women in some cases, they don't want to take the medicine. They don't like the way it makes them feel. They know it's not a cure. They stop taking the medicine. Then they start acting up. Then the next thing you know, they done committed a crime. And now they in the system. And they may or may not go to jail for that crime, depending on what it is they did. So there's a lot of people that got mental problems that are in prison. You know, as a first world nation, we got more people locked up per capita than any other nation on the planet. And is it doing any good? No, there's still crimes being committed every day. Crime rate is through the roof right now. Through the roof. And most of these people are unstable. You got kids doing the knockout game, punching old people. They pushing people in front of the damn subway trains. Crazy people on the subway committing all kind of atrocities. Out in California and some of these other liberal states, they just running into the store and stealing shit left and right because as long as it's under $1,000, ain't nothing going to happen to them. But that's these liberal DAs that have been put in by the cathedral, by the cabal. So crime is running rampant. They've defunded the police. The kids are getting in fights with police now. They ain't got no respect for the law. Man, when I was a kid, man, you didn't want to run up on the law. Because if you did, you'd had it. Or even, you know, adults. You know, you didn't talk back to adults. Kids now ain't got no respect for nobody. Parents neither. They just run their mouth at anybody. You didn't talk back when I was a kid. You didn't do that. You get your ass beat. Kids don't have no fear now. They're the ones in control. Like I said, there's a war on these young men. They are being assaulted, attacked from all angles of society. Trying to break down, they done broke down the family. They're breaking down society, breaking down societal norms. And this is what's happening. And they want to blame guns. You know why they want the guns? Because they got the guns, and then they can do whatever the hell they want. You just go back through history and look at all the countries that confiscated all the guns. See what happened to the people after that. Right? Didn't turn out too well for them. That's about all I got right now, gentlemen, for that rant. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to me, but I'm dead serious, man. How about mentor? How about find a kid and mentor? If you don't have kids, you know, maybe you can mentor a kid. Maybe you can volunteer somewhere and mentor a kid. Try to make sure that kid stays out of trouble. Guide him in the right direction. Help him to grow up to be a man. Right? All right, my friends. I appreciate each and every one of you. Man, this podcast is growing all the time. And it ain't leaps and bounds. I ain't got up to Joe Rogan status yet, but we growing all the time, nice, slow, and steady, and that's the way I like it. Yeah. Check out the social media sites, the Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Parler, Gab, Locals. If you'd like to reach me, got a question, comment, smart remark, a suggestion, any, you know, whatever. ofmenformen@gmail.com. Right? I have been James Rodney Lemax, and you have been great.
This will be a weekly podcast. You can find it on the Anchor app and anywhere podcasts are available. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. I look forward to seeing you there.